Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. After days of extreme heat and dry conditions that have helped fuel wildfires in northeastern Minnesota, there may finally be some relief on the horizon. State climatologist Pete Boulay says the pattern responsible for the heat is expected to change.
Eventually, this large area high pressure, this heat dome we're in that's causing such warm conditions across Minnesota is going to break down and be replaced by more of a northwesterly flow pattern. So air coming out of Canada, which would mean cooler temperatures and then maybe even some bouts of some precipitation. So we'll take both at this point.
DFL Senator Grant Housechild of Hermantown, whose district includes the wildfires in northeastern Minnesota, says the region is going to need a lot of help when it comes to fighting the wildfires and in the recovery once the flames are out. Housechild says,
"Don't forget about us after the fires are done. We have seen time and time again in northeastern Minnesota when flooding or fires happen, people are ready to help with the fight, but we have to remember the economic impact that that has in our region."
Housechild says he appreciates that Governor Walz has said he will tap into the disaster contingency account set up to help Minnesotans recover from disasters. A University of Minnesota Medical School research team has received a five-year, $10 million grant from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to discover new ways that animals fight virus infections. The group says this has the potential to be translated into new therapies against emerging viruses in humans. The university medical team will work in collaboration with the Minnesota College of Vet Medicine, the DNR, Como Zoo Conservatory, and the San Diego Zoo. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Ag is taking a closer look at how large-scale dairy operations affect communities and the state's changing industry. The effort stems in part from the proposed expansion of the West River Dairy Facility near Morris. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says Minnesota has been losing dairy farms, but not necessarily dairy cows.
What we want to do is take a step, look at all the programs that we're doing in our state, look at how are we supporting our dairy farmers in our state? Are there concerns about building more of these farms? Because this won't be the last one. There will be more proposed soon.
Peterson says the department wants a better understanding of the social and economic impacts of larger dairy operations. The Minnesota DNR is asking for the public's help designing a new state parks and trails license plate. The theme for this plate is the North Shore and Lake Superior Agate, the state gemstone. This is MNN.